Hey, hey, happy day. I'm outside and the birds are singing and a couple of planes are flying. And hey, looks like it could be a good day. And the sun is shining right over my shoulder. Ah, there it is, don't you know? Happy, happy day. You know, I spoke at a conference just last night and I talked for hours and hours. And, I'm feeling like a pony with a cough today. I'm a little hoarse. Hey, if you lie on a tax return, you lose your right to own a firearm. It sounds kind of crazy, but it's doable and possible. Hey, it's an unforgiving and unconstitutional federal law. It was passed as part of the Gun Control Act in 1968. It's kind of interesting, but kind of bizarre. There are 8 states where if you get a single DUI, it will trigger a permanent ban on gun ownership. In Oklahoma, still talking about stupid laws, in Oklahoma, adultery. If you commit adultery and you're caught, it'll trigger a lifetime ban to own a firearm. In Pennsylvania, a conviction for reading somebody else's email without permission will result in a lifetime without gun rights. Hey, birds, y'all gotta be quiet now. I'm talking, jeez. And if you utter any obscene, indecent, or profane language by means of radio communication, that would be kind of me. I'm about to cuss. Here I go. If I did, I would lose my right in the U.S. of A to own a gun forever and ever. How does that make sense? Kind of doesn't. Talking about guns in Chicago, there's a guy, he's 69 years old. Not sure why they keep talking about that. They refer to him as a man his age, an older guy. He's 69. Blah, who cares? But he has a concealed carry permit. He's in Chicago and 15 miles southwest of Chicago. He lives in a little community and at 10:15 at night, 3 little thuggy guys came over to him and said, hey, give me your wallet. Give me everything you have. And he pulled out his legally owned gun and he shot one of the boys in the knee. I say boys, it turned out they were 15 and 16 years old. He didn't know that. Bad guys are bad guys. Age doesn't have much to do with it. Hey, hey, hey. And you know what? They left and they ran away and they crashed in the vehicle and they were picked up and they had a long list of doing bad things in their world. And they're wherever they are now. They're probably out. They probably got a free Mac burger and escaped. You know, a viewer pointed out to us just recently that Americans say that Canada's a hard place to understand because they believe that everyone in Canada is a Republican when they look at the map because it's all red, right? But in Canada, red means liberal. That means stupidism, right? Whereas right is red in the U.S. of A. So I guess y'all got to be colorblind to figure it out. Why is all of that? Well, it all started left and right way back. I believe it was in France. The guys with the mind sat on the right side. The guys that were mindless sat on the left side. And then in England, they had some dictatorial things going on with kings and queens. And there was no freedom. And they dressed their army in red. And so red went with no freedom, which is liberal. And then blue, that was a Continental Army in the U.S. of A. And that ended up, you know, being blue, and then it reversed somehow in the U.S. I don't know how. I guess they were saying we're going to go against the crown. I don't know that. But Canada, they stuck with it, and red means call me. In Edmonton, Alberta, you have the premier there. He is saying, hey, I condemn vandalism because a vandalism thing is going on. Several offices, MLA office, member of legislative assembly offices, have been vandalized in recent months. And you know what? I guess you're unhappy. But there are countless ways to register your disagreement with a lawmaker, but not with vandalism. But you know what? I get it. They shouldn't. People are so frustrated, Premier Kennedy. They're frustrated. They don't know what else to do. Now, these are bad guys. I mean, I'm not making excuses for them. You're not supposed to go out and wreck things. But they're trying to, I guess, get attention. Maybe you guys don't give them attention. I know it's very difficult to get in touch with a politician. It really is. I mean, particularly a minister or something. I mean, come on already. Why don't you go to a bar or a coffee shop and mingle? I mean, you work for them, for the people. How many regular people have ever sat with a premier or a minister or an MLA? Not that many. I mean, you need to kick your game up a notch. And again, it ain't right to go out and break things. You know, when I speak, the left hates my speech, so it's labeled a hate speech. Soon, the left makes it into a hate crime. Not always, but they can't. Back to that little pony thing. Hey, liberals are the crime. I heard this great quote the other day, and it says this. It actually was Trump who said it. And we need to be careful about the difference between hate speech and speech you hate. A lot of wisdom there, Mr. Former President. Back to Canada again. Canada always amazes me. In the U.S. today, I don't know, I can't really talk about their politics too much anymore because it just, I've gone into this slump ever since November. I just, anyway, back to Canada, because maybe the rest of the world can learn. I have a pickup from all of this. And they have ministers in charge of portfolios, right? And they have, let me read some of them to you. And I think the word waste will come to mind. I mean, the people fund these things. They pay for them to happen, right? I mean, why do you have them? Why do you spend money on things that you don't need? Maybe we all have wives that do that occasionally, right? But come on, I'm joking. Here it goes. You have a minister of Crown/Indian relations. What does that mean? You have a council of minister of intergovernor affairs. Intergovernor. Maybe government. Maybe I've spelled it wrong. But what does that mean? You have one babysitter or something? I don't know. You have a minister of foreign affairs. A minister of special representation for the prairies. I don't know why, because you screw them all the time, you feds, so why do you have that? You have a minister of special representation for the prayers, I've said, but repetition. Minister of Economic Development and Official Languages. Yuck. Minister of Women and Gender Equality and Rural Economic Development. What does that mean? Minister of Women and Gender Equality and Rural Economic Development. So I guess that means you go out and you get all the people who don't know what they identify as, and you say you go can be a farmer now? Is that what that means? And then you have a minister of disability inclusion. I think we already do that. I mean, that falls under a whole bunch of other headings. Minister of diversity and inclusion and youth. So I guess if you're young and you're gender confused, we have to hug and include you. You have a minister of international development. You should maybe develop your country first. Minister of families, children, and social development. Minister of digital government. Minister of Canadian Heritage, I get it. This one I don't get, and there's a bunch of others too, but I won't take any more time out of this one, is Minister of Middle Class. There's, what's a middle class? Ah, hey, you get that? And the sun behind me, there it is again. You all come back. Have a sunny, happy day. See ya.